What's going on, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University here, recording on this Tuesday evening, November 4th, 2025. This is the first time listening to this podcast ever. Checking this other K-State podcast out. Thank you for so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Yes, I am recording ahead a little bit because yours truly will be out of town this weekend, so give me all some content over the weekend here and on this podcast. And of course, when I come back, obviously, we will have postcasts of a couple of basketball games that'll be going on Saturday. Again, I'll be out of town throughout majority of the weekend there, and lucky for us, there's no football this weekend there as well. There is a game 3 scheduled for K-State baseball, as they're going to be hosting a World Series in Manhattan, Kansas, there at Twin Family Stadium, if necessary. We'll see if I can get any information on that before I head out of town on Friday around lunch hour or so, around that time as well. But speaking of football, Sam Heck, and VJ Payne. How did VJ Payne earn a Shine Bowl invitation? I don't know. But anyways, given the inconsistencies of VJ Payne this year, Sam Heck and VJ Payne earn East-West Shrine Bowl invitations there of 2026. You know, that's going to be around the corner there. And I believe that is going to be held in late January of 2026, January 27th, 2026, at Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas there. Of course, Sam Heck, one of the captains on that offensive line. And, of course, VJ Payne mentioned the word struggles. Yeah, he's had struggles this year in the secondary for K-State. But still, he got an invitation to Frisco, Texas there. This is the fourth time in the last 5 years for K-State that in the third straight season, actually, that a Wildcat has had that somebody from K-State has had a representative to go play in the East-West Shrine Bowl game. And you don't have to go that far. Last year, and we've seen him when the Falcons played the 49ers. Marquis Siegel getting a lot of playing time this year on that revamped defense for the San Francisco 49ers. Obviously, he got drafted by San Francisco last summer. And that, yep, right there. And, of course, Khalid Duke and offensive line KT Leviston competing in this game as well. Duke ended up being a free agent signee by Tennessee Titans. I didn't realize that. And he probably shouldn't have even signed there because the Titans not having a good season. So there's that. Skylar Thompson, Rush Jesus played in the Shrine Bowl as well. Skylar Thompson has become a very good backup quarterback in the NFL. And last time I saw him on the field was against the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Miami Dolphins in a preseason game, something like that there as well. So yeah, we've had a lot of cats represent us there in the East-West Shrine Bowl there, and we have two more going down there after the season's over when the calendar year turns 2026. It's a Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer in the building here. Some extra content here. Whenever you listen to your favorite podcast, the Pro Project Podcast is on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, Odyssey, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. If you have not already, please, this Everyday K-State Podcast. Yes, sir. Let me say that again. Everyday podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. K-State University out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Sam Heck started each of his 22 games, and I just got the score. Yeah, so I recorded it earlier tonight. Wait, let me finish this real quick. Sam Heck, 22 games. You got to go back to the 2024 season opener. He has seen over 14,000 plus snaps there. He's last year's second All Big 12 second team honoree there as well. And he was on a preseason watch this year for the Outland Trophy, also Remington Trophies, in addition to being a semifinalist for the William V. Campbell Trophy. Sam Heck from Shawnee, Kansas, which is 30 minutes away from here, from the EG3 confine. Yep. VJ Payne, Georgia native, just like myself, VJ Payne from Buford, Georgia, started a team leading 39 games, my goodness, including 38 straight there. And of course, he's got at least three more. And again, they need to get bowl eligible now. They need to win two of the next three games to do that. But anyways, VJ Payne, a career tackle number of right now approaching 200, 191. 191 tackles, career tackles, 10 tackles a loss per loss, for loss, excuse me, one sack, three picks, 12 passes defended this year. Payne ranks third on the team with 43 tackles going into next week's game against Oklahoma State in Stillwater there as well. So there is a little bit of information right there for y'all here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports right there. As far as our guys go out there, real quick, I just got the notification again. I have more on this a little later. At least as far as this goes, I might do it right now, but maybe I'll just wait till tomorrow to do so right now. But K-State, after trailing by one during one of the recordings of the podcast, had a monster second half there and just rolled over UNC Greensboro. So we'll have more on that on the postcast edition as well. So we're going to save all that for that. But yeah, Sam Heck and VJ Payne at the Recorders Podcast getting invitations to the East-West Trombo. So they are the latest K-State Wildcats, this year's version of the K-State Wildcats there to earn it. And they'll be playing there, I would assume, that date for that game, East-West Shrine Bowl game, is January 27th of the new year, 2026. And while I'm on this right now, while we're giving, I gotta give a shout out, one more shout out to our girl here on the podcast here, Carla Bernat. She was honored, and rightfully so. She should have been, right? She was honored. She was at the stadium last week against Texas Tech there. Obviously, a one of those K-State legends on the ladies' side, at least on this podcast, Carla Bernat, obviously last year, what she's done for this organization, this universe in the last 2.5 years there, and the reason why K-State went where they are, deep in the postseason. Of course, they made an appearance in the NCAA National Championships there as well, so I'm happy that she got recognized, and she got recognized there. Yeah, I did not know that until looking at pictures, I believe it was earlier today. Yeah, I was looking at pictures, and oh, Carla made it. Yes, sir. Hell yeah. She should get honored. she's by far, and along with Sophie Burt was the Big 12 champion last year. I know I'm getting off topic here, but this is all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III for another minute or two here in this podcast. But yeah, so yeah, that's well deserved for what she's done for this universe. Obviously, she has a big, now I don't know, well, I'm gonna have to get caught up on that at some point. But yeah, so Carla Bernat, a K-State legend, obviously. One of many K-State legends on the ladies' side from last year, obviously, along with the Ayoka Lees, the Aaliyah Carters, and Strengthen Dales of the world, right? So, Carla Bernat getting her posted. That's well past due on that. There's, well, obviously, winning the Masters last year. Ooh! That was exciting. I remember that last year, you know, being the competitor that she is. And, man, we are so lucky to have her, so fortunate to have her come transfer to K-State and share her talents. Obviously with the obviously Stubert, the head coach, that was a package. It seemed like a package deal. We won on that. Stubert, head coach and current head coach of the K-State women's golf team. He and Carla Bernat transferred over here. Well, Carla just followed her coach over here because we hired Stubert. The comedy coach, not me, but athletic director Jean Taylor hired Stubert to be the next women's golf coach, head coach over there. So, and obviously, we've talked about the women's golf team currently throughout this fall semester, how young they are. They just finished up their fall semester there as well. So, it's more than deserving to have Carla have her own stage right there. She was honored during the Texas Tech game, as that was probably the best thing, well, other than Avery Johnson still running all over them, but that was probably the best thing to happen last weekend at the Bill Starr Family Stadium right there. So I'm happy, super happy that Carla got her all by herself, all the attention right there for a few minutes right there during that ball game yesterday. So I wanted to bring that up here on this episode of this podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. Remember, chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Again, appreciate you all year long for your support of this podcast. Please, if you do have some time, make sure you do rate us, please. That will be helpful because we do have, I pay attention to numbers there as well. Well, I don't pay attention to numbers that often, but as of lately, we've been rocking and rolling. It's because of you guys. Please rate us if you can. That is just helping us out, but it helps other K-State fans help know that there's another K-State podcast every day about their K-State Wildcats. Please do that for 5 stars, which verbally bobbing at Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-D, Apostrophe Podcast. And again, the return of Alex coming soon, baby, because we are finally off the snide. And I'm not going to do it this week because we're locked in on Salina, so I'm not doing it. But next week, since I got nothing, unless work gets switched up around, we're going to be locked in. So definitely make sure you hop over there. We've been posting episodes over there. Probably not this week. We'll see how the next 3 days go. Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3-E-D-D-I-D. Apostrophe S Podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. You have to download the Podbean app to access that channel. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan, big-time K-State fan, about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex 80. Oh, man, you tell Full Moon out here tonight in Kansas City, Missouri, clearly. And timely in this podcast. But anyways, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. Go Cats.